It's the 25th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Plans for a new Universal theme park near Bedford could lead to international trains reaching the site if upgrades to Wixom's railway station go ahead. Bedford Mayor Tom Wootton revealed the government has paused current station work to consider a larger station that could potentially accommodate Eurostar services. Universal has pledged to enhance the station, increasing it to 4 platforms, and the council will no longer bear the cost, with national government now leading the project. The idea of trains from Europe, possibly via the Channel Tunnel, reaching Bedford is still unconfirmed but generating excitement. During the early hours of last Sunday morning, Hector, a police dog, spent 40 minutes tracking two men who fled the scene of a collision near Wootton. Hector was able to obtain a scent from the vehicle and led Bedfordshire police officers to a swamp of knee-high water where the two men were hiding out. The two men were later detained. A central Bedfordshire Council report shows school performance falling behind national levels, especially for disadvantaged pupils. Early years results were initially strong, but gaps widened through primary and secondary education. Councillors called the data shocking, blaming poverty and the two-tier school system. The CBC's Children's Services Overview and Scrutiny Committee agreed on several recommendations, including a member briefing to address the crisis. Bedford Borough Council, in partnership with Hower & Power and GLL, has launched a women-only badminton programme to promote fitness and inclusivity. The Seasons offer a safe place for women from diverse backgrounds, addressing cultural and privacy barriers to mainstream sports. The weekly sessions are held at John Bunyan Sports and Fitness Centre as part of the National No Strings Badminton Initiative and is open to all women over 16 for just £2. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.